I saw an announcement last week that there are new automated flagging machines, and I was curious about those. You know, obviously now we're seeing so much construction out there, and we see the flaggers all the time. Usually those seem like they're independent companies. Can you tell me, what are these machines? What's their purpose? I mean, are we replacing people with these machines, or what's going on with those?
Yeah. So first of all, what I will say is there certainly is, especially with the amount of construction that we have in the province right now, there certainly is a shortage of flaggers in our province. This is in no way to try to replace people or take jobs away from people. That is something that I would never support. These automatic flagging devices, so they still would need to be calibrated. They need to be set up to the scene of which these flagging devices would look after. They do improve safety, because obviously you do not have someone standing on the side of the road with a sign. You have a flagging device, so if something's going to get hit, it's going to be this device and not a human being. But these, there's a local company that produces these automatic flagging devices. They're in Halifax, and these devices have, they're all over the country. They're all over the world, and they've been quite successful. We had to actually update our workplace traffic control manual this spring in order to put these to make them part of our traffic control manual. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that they are going to actually replace. I think it's going to add to what contractors have available to them in their toolbox. Not all contractors, may want to use these devices, but of course they're limited of where they can be used too, right? So they can only be used on a non-100 series highways and speed zones that are less than 80 kilometers. They're not approved for multi-lane or divided roads. So, And they have to also be on roads that the traffic volumes is less than 200 vehicles per hour.
Okay.
So it's simply a device that uses a red amber lights and a gate arm that controls the traffic.
Okay. And are those in use now, or are they coming sometime soon?
Yeah, my understanding is there is some companies that are using them. I wouldn't be able to give the exact locations, but my understanding is there is companies that are using them now. The department can use them as well. I don't know if we have used them ourselves. Maybe we have. That was something I'd have to get back to you with. Okay. But I do know contractors are using them. Some of them already have their own flagging staff and don't need them. But it is, like I said, it's another tool in the toolbox if they do need it when we're trying to make sure that we can get the work completed in the province.